Normally, we wouldn't do an interview this early in the morning, but we wanted to make sure we got this on the air. You might recall sometime in the early 80s, three guys climbed up on a billboard in Allentown, Pennsylvania, trying to win a mobile home. They stayed up there for a long time. There is now a documentary about it all called Billboard Boys, and this coming Sunday at the Arts Quest Center in Bethlehem, it will have its premiere. The director of the movie is Pat Taggart, and he's here with us this morning. Hiya, Pat.
Thank you, guys. I'm a big fan of the show.
Well, thank you very much. I got to be in on this, and in all honesty, I do remember Dalton, who was one of the three guys who was up on this billboard, and I remember getting him on the air because in the original press shot, he was wearing an MMR t-shirt. You know, even though it was another radio station's promotion, it said, this guy's got balls. Let's put him on the air. And he became a regular on the show. How long were they up there?
So they went up in September. It ended in June of 83. So 261 days.
Wow.
Right, right. Jeez. For an $18,000 mobile home, mind you. Right? So take us through the steps. Tell people the story here.
So the economy was terrible. Reagan just came into office. Mm-hmm. Inflation was out of control. Mortgage rates on homes were like 18%. So, you know, we're under 4 now, 18%. So if you didn't have a home, you weren't going to get a home.
Right.
So these three guys enter this contest. The radio station says, hey, tell us why you want to go up on the board. Random drawing out of a trash bag out of 600,000 entries. They pull out these three guys that were so ideally suited to stay up there forever. So they all think they're going up to compete against a middle-aged housewife and like a high school kid.
Right.
Turns out it's these three guys. They get up there, they're like, oh man, this is going to go on for a long time.
Yeah, how did they sleep up there effectively?
Okay, so they got tents, a chemical toilet, and a telephone. And that was it. And they couldn't come down. They didn't send them up food. They had to get someone to bring them food.
Bring them food. Yeah. Right.
And to get rid of their waste, which they lowered down in a bucket.
This is almost like the first reality show ever.
Oh, yeah.
Without question.
Really? It is. It's everything that happens to these guys and that you see in the documentary, it's pre-reality, it's pre-social media, and all they have is like one phone line.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how it transpired. And then, you know, it was real quiet for a while. Joel released Allentown, the song Allentown, in November, and then shortly thereafter, the Wall Street Journal did a front page article on this billboard contest, and then boom.
It exploded.
Boom.
It just absolutely exploded. And then one day, I couldn't speak to him at all anymore. Was that when they changed the phone numbers, or was that when he got busted?
So that's when he became the first person ever to be busted for selling pot from a billboard.
Quite the distinction.
And he was set up.
Oh, without question.
He was set up. It was frightening.
Well, John, they wanted the contest to be over. I mean, it was, you know, this is the busiest intersection in the Lehigh Valley. So this is like putting a billboard, you know, over the Schuylkill, you know, right where 676 meets. And, you know, these guys are over there. People are stopping and waving. There's fender benders every day. Township police, they want it over with. So they may have sent an undercover down there to try to buy some pot from a guy who was smoking on the billboard.
So, what happened to all three of these guys? All right. Dalton got arrested, obviously.
Dalton got a felony.
Right. Okay. All right. All right. What about the other two?
So the other two, eventually in June, they had them on Good Morning America with the young Joan London, and they made the announcement they were going to give them both a home, give them both a car.
Wow.
Yes. Trip to Vegas, trip to the Bahamas, and some clothes. So,
wow. So it worked out all right for them.
It worked out. And you have to remember, I mean, you know, it was like a $7,000 car. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this was 83. So, you know, when you factor it up, $18,000 home, 25 grand plus a couple trips. If it's 30 grand and 83, that's a lot of money.
Well, the premiere is this coming Sunday at the Arts Quest Center in Bethlehem. It's called Billboard Boys. And as we get more information on how it's doing, we will keep you up to speed. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.